Welcome to Synergy Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Mark Loretta. Batting second. The second baseman, Ronnie Belliard. Batting third. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Sean Berry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dave Nilsson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Lou Collier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal Eldred. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Cal Eldred. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting second. The right fielder, Dimitri Young. Batting third. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Sean Casey. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Taubensi. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Lewis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pokey Reese. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Avery. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Steve Avery. And now, play ball. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Belliard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Zerillo takes first base on ball 4. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Zerillo. The throw from Taubensi and he is safe. Zerillo steals second. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burnitz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cameron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dimitri Young is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Cameron. The throw from Nilsson and he is safe. Cameron steals second. Dimitri Young is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Collier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Collier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Casey hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cameron scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Larkin hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Reds. Ed Taubensi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Taubensi hits a pop-up towards short. Loretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin misplays the ball. That's an error on Larkin. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Berry moves to third. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Grissom hits a pop-up towards first. Casey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Collier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Collier hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barry tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Reds. Cal Eldred is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Eldred strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Brewers 1. The Reds will come to bat. Mark Loretton now playing first base. Alex Ochoa now playing left field. Lou Collier now playing shortstop. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Collier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pokey Reese is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reese hits a line drive into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Avery is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Avery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cameron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cameron hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Avery moves to third. Dimitri Young batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Cameron. The throw from Nilsson and he is safe. Cameron steals second. Dimitri Young batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Loretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Casey scoops it up and throws to first, with Avery covering, for the out. 1 out. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Belliard is 0-for-1 in the game. Belliard hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cirillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Brewers 1. The Reds will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Eldred covering, for the out. 1 out. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Casey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Casey hits a line drive into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ochoa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Ochoa. The throw from Taub NC and he is safe. Ochoa steals second. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. Grissom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Brewers 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Taub NC batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Taub NC is 0 for 1 in the game. Taub NC hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nilsson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into left field. Ochoa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pokey Reese is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Lou Collier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Collier is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Collier takes first base on ball 4. Cal Eldred is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eldred is 0 for 1 in the game. Eldred bunts in front of the plate. Taub NC fields it and throws to first for the out. Collier moves to second. 1 out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ronnie Belliard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Belliard is 0 for 2 in the game. Belliard takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Brewers 1. The Reds will come to bat. Mark Sweeney pinch hits for Steve Avery. Mark Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Cameron hits a line drive into left field. Ochoa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dimitri Young is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Reds. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball towards center. Grissom settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Grissom. Vaughn moves to second. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Casey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Casey takes first base on ball 4. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Vaughn moves to third. 2 outs. Ed Taub NC is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taub NC is 0 for 2 in the game. Taub NC hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vaughn scores. Larkin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Reds. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-2 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Denys Ray is now pitching. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0-2 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ochoa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ochoa takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nilsson strikes out. 2 outs. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0-for-2 in the game. Grissom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Brewers 1. The Reds will come to bat. Pokey Reese is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Denys Reyes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reyes strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cameron is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alex Ochoa now playing center field. Jim Abbott now pitching. Brian Banks now playing left field. Dimitri Young is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Young hits a line drive into center field. Ochoa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Michael Tucker now playing right field. Lou Collier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Collier is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Collier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta is 0-for-3 in the game. Loretta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Brewers 1. The Reds will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-3 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Casey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Casey hits a fly ball into left field. Banks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Larkin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Taubensy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Taubensy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Taubensy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Loretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taubensy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds now playing left field. Scott Sullivan now pitching. Hal Morris now playing first base. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Belliard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Belliard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morris scoops it up and throws to first, with Sullivan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Brewers 1. The Reds will come to bat. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lewis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Collier misplays the ball. That's an error on Collier. Pokey Reese batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Lewis moves to second. Pokey Reese batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reese is 0 for 3 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lewis moves to third. One out. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Banks. Morris reaches second base with a double. Lewis scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Reds. Mike Cameron batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Morris moves to third. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tucker hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 9-1, Reds. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gabe White now pitching. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ochoa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ochoa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Hughes pinch hits for Jim Abbott. Bobby Hughes batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hughes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nilsson moves to second. Luke Collier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Collier is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Collier strikes out. 2 outs. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Synergy Field in Cincinnati.